it's all over, Trader lay flat on his back in the soft sand.
Never much cared for swimming. Nor me.
The swim to safety had been a desperate struggle. If the river had been moving any faster, Ryan very much doubted whether he'd have been able to get Trader to the muddy shallows. The old man was exhausted by the terrible buffeting that he'd received going through the turbulent stretches of whitewater, and could hardly muster the energy to kick out with his arms and legs. In the end, it had been Ryan, weighted down by his boots, rifle, and soaked clothing, who'd taken his old leader around the shoulders, supporting him beneath the chin, and dragged him with agonizing slowness toward the gentler moving edges of the wide river. Even when they could both stand, he had been forced to half-lift and half-pull Trader through the shallows, up the sloping shelf of soft, damp sand, to collapse among the willows that lined the banks.
Ugh. I hate fucking swimming, Ryan. You already told me that. Love fucking. Hate swimming.
Don't we all, Trader? Don't we all?
The top dozen feet of the western cliffs were tinted with the gentle, opalescent light of the full dawn. Far above them, the sky was a blur of thin, high clouds, with the promise of some fine weather to come. Ryan stood and stretched.
Shouldn't take too long to get ourselves dry.
No, best check the blasters.
That statement brought the urgent memory of the missing JB and Abe. The men looked at each other, stricken by the thought that their oldest friends were gone.
Crossed the river at the ford. Went after the spooked animals.
Sure. And Abe went after him.
River rose.
Trapped him.
Be cutting out the horses. Get him corralled and gentle him.
Ryan nodded and brushed sand from his hair and picked grit from both ears.
That'll be it, Trader. Probably having to go all the way along the rim on the north side. Eventually they'll find a trail down and we can meet.
How far?
What?
Trader also stood, limping heavily on his bruised leg.
It's stiffened. Wonder how far we might have been carried down the gorge.
I have no idea. It might have been only as little as 4 or 5 miles.
Bullshit. 50 miles if it was a fucking inch, Ryan. You lost some of your skills being away from me.
Ryan took his time before answering Trader.
Might be 20 miles. No more. Still a hell of a way for them to go. A lot farther overland. Wouldn't be able to do much moving till after dawn.
Might be a full day before they see us. Reckon we should get us out of here.
Right. North Rim?
More like east by the sun.
Trader peered up into the brightness, shading his eyes.
Is that some kind of building up there? See what I mean?
I saw it before. Can't make it out properly against the rising sun. But it looks too big to be a house. Maybe a church or something like that.
Trader looked around.
Well, a man never got to sit and rest himself in the shade of a tall oak tree until he planted the bastard acorn.
How's the knife wound?
Oh, it's about as welcome as a poxed-up gaudy slut at a Quaker christening.
Worse than it was?
Little of this, little of that. On the scales, I'd say better. Cold water's often good for an open wound.
Ryan had been looking more carefully at the river below them, trying to make out any sign of a trail that could offer them a way out of the canyon. But the red rock walls were still drowned in deep shadow.
Only way is to keep moving, get in closer to the cliffs, and take any way we can.
Long as it don't mean too much free climbing, Ryan. I hate fucking climbing.
Funny, but I hate climbing and like fucking.
They set off together, moving in what was a roughly southerly direction. It had been 30 minutes of hard slogging over soft, tiring sand before they found anything. There was a rectangular steel sign, corroded and weathered by 100 years of climatic extremes. Its iron supports had rusted away, but it leaned against the trunk of an ancient juniper. The paint was long gone, but the embossed lettering could still be felt and read.
Overlook Trail, 3¼ miles. 1,200 feet elevation. Average trail time, 3 hours. Warning. Carry sufficient water.
I already drank enough water to float me clear onto the last train west.
With the loss of the pack animals, they'd lost all of their provisions. Meat, fruit, fuel, and water, as well as most of their spare ammo. But both men, from long force of habit, carried a couple of spare clips for their blasters in their pockets.
Best drink our fill while we're down here.
Ryan went to the edge of the river and glanced cautiously around him before kneeling and cupping his hands into the icy water, drinking long, slow, and deep. Trader joined him.
Yeah, tastes better when you have a choice about how much you take.
He wiped his mouth on his sleeve.
Over 3 miles and over 1,000 feet. Really looking forward to this, Ryan.
It had probably been a popular hiking trail back in the lost, innocent pre-dark days when, if it could be believed, people used to walk up and down mountains for their own pleasure. Ryan had seen enough references to this absurd practice, but he still found it hard to credit. The century of summers and winters had taken a severe toll of the yard-wide track. Rain, suns, and snows had furrowed and ridged it, while trees and bushes had fallen across it. And dozens of quakes, including the big one on the previous night, had totally shattered several long sections, washing dirt down the side of the cliff. It became obvious very early in the climb that it was going to take a whole lot longer for Ryan and Trader than the 3 hours suggested by the old notice.
Only about 1 step in 10's left of the trail. Look, we've climbed around 100 feet and I'm clapped out already.
Ryan was beginning to appreciate the warning about taking sufficient water with them, apart from the fact that neither of them now had a canteen. The sun was soaring, flooding the bright walls of the canyon with its fiery light and its ferocious, scorching heat. Trapped within the sandstone cliffs, the lower part of the gorge swiftly became an oven. By the time they were only 1/4 of the way up, it was Ryan, by far the younger man, who was suffering most.
Let's take 5.
He sat down and leaned against the rough bark of a bristlecone pine. He could feel his heart pounding in his chest like a trip hammer. A band of iced steel tightened around his forehead, and his eye felt as though a sticky were pushing at it from inside his skull.
Is there a problem?
Trader leaned on the Armalite, glancing at the heights above them.
There's still a long way to go.
I know. I can fucking well see that for myself.
Trader grinned maliciously.
Finding it hard to keep up with the old man?
I think I'm dehydrated. I felt a touch feverish for a couple of days.
Trader's smile vanished.
Oh. Sorry for greasing your wheels, Ryan. Anything I can do?
Nah. I'll just sit a spell.
But when he tried to carry on, he found his knees were turning to jelly after 3 or 4 minutes, and his sight was blurring. The pain in his chest was worse, and it crossed Ryan's mind that he might be having a heart attack. But that was a thought that he chose to keep to himself.
You want me to go ahead or stay with you? Could be I might find some water or some help on top, and I could come back for you, Ryan.
Just let me rest a minute or two.
The time stretched to nearly 1/4 of an hour. Ryan recovered enough to look back down the crooked trail and see how relatively little distance they'd covered so far, and how the top of the sun-edged canyon still seemed impossibly far ahead and above them. But the thought of failure, particularly in front of Trader, made him try again. He stood. Trader had been flicking pebbles at a tiny emerald lizard that kept scuttling back and forth at a lower level of the path.
You sure?
Ryan nodded. His stomach was knotted with surging coils of sickness, and he felt freezing cold, despite the sweating heat of the morning.
I'm gonna try 50 steps, then rest a bit, see how that goes.
For a moment, Ryan expected one of his old leader's familiar sayings, but Trader just shook his head.
Go for it.
50 paces, counted out slowly, took Ryan to where a section of retaining wall had crashed down from high above. He sat on the warm rocks, breathing slowly, watching a large turquoise butterfly feeding on the corpse of a tiny rodent. Ryan decided that he maybe wasn't going to die after all.
How is it?
It's not too bad. No,